This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders won the New Hampshire primary, but it was a narrow victory over a relative newcomer, AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
Thank you, New Hampshire!
It's not really a surprise that Bernie Sanders won the Democratic primary in a neighboring state, but this win propels him forward.
It's the beginning of the end for Donald Trump.
It was a narrow victory over Pete Buttigieg, the 38-year-old war veteran and former mayor of South Bend, Indiana.
A fresh outlook is what makes new beginnings possible.
Noting that's how Democrats have won the White House in the past.
I'm Amy Klobuchar, and I will beat Donald Trump.
The Minnesota senator coming in third. Senator Elizabeth Warren says she's disappointed she didn't fare better. And former Vice President Joe Biden, with single-digit support, was looking for more diverse states.
We just heard from the first two of 50 states.
President Trump won the GOP primary over challenger William Weld. I'm Jackie Quinn.
U.S. President Trump is denying intervention in his own government sentencing recommendation for Roger Stone, a political confidant convicted of lying to Congress.
No, I didn't speak to the judge. I'd be able to do it if I wanted. I have the absolute right to do it. I stay out of things to a degree that people wouldn't believe.
Federal prosecutors had recommended a prison sentence of 7 to 9 years for Roger Stone, the Trump associate who faced charges stemming from then-Special Counsel Robert Mueller's investigation into Russian interference in the 2016 election. Stone is set to be sentenced in Washington next week. The Kremlin said on Wednesday that Turkey was not upholding agreements it made with Moscow to neutralize militants in the Syrian province of Idlib, and that militant attacks on Syrian and Russian forces were continuing in that region. A Kremlin spokesman said that Moscow remained committed to the agreements it struck with Ankara, but that Russia considered the attacks in Idlib to be unacceptable and in contravention of Moscow's deal with Ankara. This is VOA News. China has announced another drop in the number of new virus cases, but also 97 more deaths nationally. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma.
China says its figures show just over 2,000 new cases, a second daily decline. The total number of cases in mainland China now is just over 44,000, although many experts believe a large number of others infected have gone uncounted. Officials say the new fatality figure of nearly 100 pushes the total dead past 1,100. One repercussion of the virus is that postal services worldwide are seeing delivery affected by the cancellation of many flights to China, with the US Postal Service saying it's experiencing significant difficulties in getting mail to the China region. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Democratic presidential candidate Michael Bloomberg is apologizing for remarks that resurfaced from 2015 in which he defended New York's controversial stop-and-frisk policy. AP correspondent Jennifer King.
Former New York Mayor Mike Bloomberg launched his Democratic presidential bid with an apology for his support for New York's stop-and-frisk policy. Now he's apologizing for comments he made at a 2015 appearance at the Aspen Institute, in which he defended the practice, saying the way to bring down murder rates is to, quote, put a lot of cops in minority neighborhoods, because that's where all the crime is. In the audio, Bloomberg says that you can, quote, just take the description, Xerox it, and pass it out to all the cops. In a statement, Bloomberg says he inherited the policy and that his remarks don't reflect his commitment to criminal justice reform and racial equity. He says he cut back on the policy, but, quote, I should have done it faster and sooner. President Trump sent out and then deleted a tweet highlighting the audio, declaring Bloomberg's a total racist. Trump has himself been a vocal supporter of stop-and-frisk policies. Jennifer King, Washington.
The Sudanese government has agreed to turn over former President Omar al-Bashir and three others to the International Criminal Court for trial. Bashir is wanted by the ICC on charges of war crimes, crimes against humanity, and genocide. Prosecutors say that pro-Bashir forces tried to destroy entire ethnic groups in Sudan's Darfur region as they fought to suppress a rebellion that began in 2003. News of the decision came Tuesday after meetings in South Sudan's capital between a Sudanese government delegation and Darfur rebel groups. A U.S. Taliban peace deal could be signed this month if the Taliban significantly reduces violence, and that deal could lead to the withdrawal of U.S. troops from Afghanistan. That's according to two Afghan government sources and a Western diplomat on Wednesday. Their statements came a day after Afghan President Ashraf Ghani said that there has been a possible breakthrough in U.S.-Taliban talks in Qatar. More at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.